Godolphin, they've been really strong right across the board. Whether it's been James Cummings, Charlie Appleby, or Sayed Bin Sarour, the Royal Blue have been really strong from way back at the start of the carnival at Caulfield, and James Cummings is hoping for a couple more today. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well. It really has been obvious with Charlie Appleby winning the Melbourne Cup, but it's been a team effort, this one.
Oh, look, it's been terrific. And, you know, the guys in the team are really buzzing about the results we've had. And you know, the main thing is that, Sheikh Mohammed's got a great team just going terrific all over the world. And we've counted up about 30 Group 1, we've counted up exactly 30 Group 1 winners this year. We got told last year that 12 just wasn't good enough, and people have responded. The guys have come together, and it's been excellent teamwork, and the respect, I think, in the blue colours has really gone to another level.
You certainly have had a good year, and you've had a good year yourself, James. You must be happy with the year your stable's had.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm really pleased with the group I've got around me, and the people are all putting in their best efforts in their right positions, and that's I think the way to get the stable going forward. Now we concentrate on once we get through today, and we concentrate on 2019. And by no means do we want to let 2018 look like it was a fluke.
Mm. These fillies in the first, Exhilarates, well-bred filly, one 745-metre trial going into a 1,200-metre race. You're comfortable with that setup?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a query for her, and she's a speed filly too. But look, they've had good groundings, my two here, and they've had a solid jump out at home before you saw them at the trials. That gives them the chance to really come on from that trial, even though I wouldn't say either of them trialed like certain winners. But she's a good filly that's just improved so much in the last 6 weeks, and I like to see that in a well-bred filly. You know, she was just relaxed and relatively lazy 8 weeks ago, and then she's really started to pick up nicely and has shown some more brilliance as we've gotten more and more stuck into her. Mm. So she's capable of running well fresh up.
Has she got the wood on the other filly?
You know what, I think if we gallop them together, she tends to have a little bit more sharpness. But the other filly's strong enough to run a good race, and arguably has responded just as well. So race day pressure is a different thing, and I know that I wouldn't be surprised to see Exhilarates get up. But she has a bit of strength about her, the sidestep filly's been going well.
Singing Sand race 2, broke a maiden first up. Can she go on with it this prep?
Well, she was good in a softly run race there first up, and she only goes up a little bit in distance. And I do like the fact that she went ahead last prep second up. But there's a couple in this race that we're wary of. The horse from Edward and Anthony stable there. The horse looks a nice win at the provincials and carries no weight here in Royal Celebration. His form speaks for itself.
A couple of runners race 7. Galois, he's had 2 trials. He's resuming off a win. How's he going?
Look, he's going nicely. I think he's picked up again. And what he's never done is run a bad race first up. And even though 5th first up last preparation, I think it was a strong enough race, and he still ran very well from well back in the field. I think that Coruscate has had a wonderful preparation. If you ignore the wide run, he just couldn't avoid the third up at Randwick. He's almost got a perfect copybook there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just been cruising along since that nice win at Randwick. And I think he's capable of running another strong race.
Okay, 1,300 today, that's no real issue.
You know, he's got to do it, but I think he'll be okay. He's certainly never going to... We're never going to get a better chance to get him to run a little further than 6 furlongs now that he's fit up, looking the way he's looking. It'll be an interesting experiment with the horse.
Regimen in the last, soft trial since the first up run?
Yeah, undoubtedly she just knocked up late there, Regimen, and she she does go ahead second up, so look for her to be running a good race here.
Flemington Etymology through to 2,000 metres, third up, not badly placed in race two.
Yeah, I think that back on top of the ground will be good for the horse, and he does enjoy Flemington. He's run some serious races here in the past. Third up to a mile and a quarter, could be the recipe needed for a 15-1 chance to run better than expected.
Race three, Wagner. Well, he's had a few name changes, but a bit of an awkward draw for him.
Yeah, and I think we'd be looking to ride the horse quieter, a little more, see him a little more in his comfort zone early. I doubt that he could be beating Ring a Ding Ding on their last runs from the valley, but a little change up might be what the horse needs.
Race four, Spectroscope. He did enough first up. He's good odds here.
Yeah, I like his run first up. That's as good as I've seen him. I think nearly as good as I've seen him run fresh up for me before. And keeping him to 7 furlongs seems to be quite rewarding. He was a good run at the Sunshine Coast before he went out, and I think he's held that mark on returning. So this will be an interesting test for him. He probably would have enjoyed a little more cut in the ground. So at least we did get that rain earlier in the week at Flemington. But whether that's going to have much effect now that we've had such good weather with the track draining the way it does, I have my doubts. But that horse is he's looking well, and he raced accordingly first up.
Kemantari, he's had a frustrating preparation. Can he have last laugh today?
Well, the strength of this race is reflected in the fact that the last Group 1 weight for age winner, Brave Smash, is going to go around bigger than 10-1. I mean, it's an extraordinarily strong race, and I think if he was able to get over the top of these horses, Ronnie, then I think he's right back up there with the fan club that he had in the autumn of his three-year-old career when he strung three together. A couple of things go right for him this preparation, and there's zero frustration. He's been in all the strong races, and he's done nothing but run well. I can see him running another strong race today. And if Glyn's just got the horse in the zone and giving him the chance to show his turn of foot into the clear, then I think he's capable of running very, very well.
It's somewhat race eight. He keeps chipping away. He just needs another win.
Yeah, like the horse has got the right stuff today to be joining in at the right time. Kieran might have him a little closer than he has been, but a little, a couple of little changes in the horse and just the general health that he's showing us tells me that he's capable of running well. But this probably won't be the strongest McKinnon as well that we'll see in the next 10 years. But hopefully he's capable of giving him a little bit of a scare at 20-1.
And you're pretty strong in this last race. Esperance, Excuses at Moonee Valley, two wins prior are very good.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a much better horse up the straight here too than he was around the valley in a quick race where they weren't making ground. He just wants to give us one more though before a spell, because we've had him up a while. And look, I hope his dip at Moonee Valley was more a case of the pace and the circuit than going off. In the meantime, he's looked enormous, and he's worthy of another crack, especially on the final day of the carnival. It'd be great to see Esperance run a big race. Little gear change with Revenir might spark him up, as well as a trip to Melbourne and a look up the straight, because he's a horse that's running really well, but he's just not getting the job done. And his stablemate Beacon, he could run a really cheeky race there. I wouldn't be surprised if he was. If he was in the mix off some really strong training.
Yeah, Revenir and Beacon, similar types, and they're similar preps as well.
So this has been a target race for both of the horses. I wanted to keep them specifically to 5 furlongs in the lead-up, even though I could have easily stepped Beacon out. I wanted to keep him sharp for this run, and this will be a pretty rewarding win if he was able to get up.
Okay. You're taking anything to Perth?
We have serious doubts about going, but we'll get through the weekend and we'll just take stock. If we had the right horse, then we would certainly do it like we did last year. But we don't want to spend all our bullets if we're not really confident.
Okay, just one more. What are you doing with that horse, Rohirrim?
I'm considering having the horse freshened up for the summer sprint series in Queensland.
Okay, beauty. Good luck today.
Thanks, Ronnie.